Welcome to Whores for Whore. I'm Mariah.
And I'm Kayla.
And this week we're doing Haunted Water, Weird Water, Part 2. It's part Kayla's two. Day.
Yep, we're going to cover Manchek Swamp. Manchek Swamp. Manchek Swamp. However the fuck you want to say it. We're covering a swamp in Louisiana.
Oh, another down south.
Yeah. Also referred to by the locals as the Ghost Swamp. Ghost Swamp. I don't like how I said that.
Shrimp. Like Schwann's ice cream.
I've never had that.
Oh, it's good. They deliver it. Well, they used to. I don't think they probably do in 2021 anymore, but.
Yeah, fair. It, plus, it'd come through FedEx and it'd be here like 48 hours too late.
Yeah, and melted. It'd be melted. Like your HelloFresh.
I don't want to talk about it. This is in Ponchatoula, Louisiana.
Cute name. I like that.
Say that three times fast.
Ponchatoula? Mm-hmm. Ponchatoula, Louisiana. Ponchatoula, Louisiana. Ponchatoula, Louisiana.
So, a Creole voodoo priestess named Julia Brown used to sit on the edge of the swamp and sing songs about taking the town with her when she died.
Damn.
Bum, bum, bum.
So she mad.
Nah. She's just a little old lady singing their songs with her banjo.
Oh my God.
On the day she died, a Cat 4 hurricane hit the town and caused a lot of drowning deaths.
Yeah, that's scary. I'd say she tried to take the town.
Yeah. It is said that the drowning victims were buried in a mass grave near the swamp and next to Julia Brown. And there's actually, if you look at pictures and stuff, there's actually, when you go through the swamp, when you get to the part where there's a little bit of land, you'll see the cross that's supposed to be Julia's and then, like, this weird makeshift old-timey graveyard.
That's just full of unmarked bodies? Unmarked graves, I mean?
One report said that they were in a mass grave, but, I mean, it just looks like a small cemetery to me. There's gravestones.
That's sand.
So this area was made up of towns of Ruddock, Fraser, and Napton, and they were all clustered together on the edge of Lake Pontchartrain. Ruddock was a logging town. Fraser was a town where Julia worked, and then Napton was Napton.
Nice.
It was mostly a prosperous area due to the farming of cabbages. Cabbages?
Yum.
Sorry, I've been practicing my Korean. Cabbages and logging of cypress trees. The town also had a railroad, which was described as the lifeline of the town.
Duh. Back in those days.
There were no roads, no doctors, and no electricity.
Mm-mm.
In September of 1915... specifically, the 29th day, the hurricane from the Caribbean swept in. The storm surge rose to 13 feet and 125 mile per hour winds near Frenier.
Oh my gosh.
Frenier. Most people sought refuge in the railroad depot, which later collapsed, killing 25 people.
Oh, that's so sad.
Oh, by the way, this is not a happy one.
Yeah, well, yeah, I've noticed. 4 minutes in, and it's pretty sad. Yeah.
In all of L.A., nearly 300 people... in all of Louisiana, because I just put L.A. In all of Louisiana, nearly 300 people died, with 60 of them in Ruddock alone.
Whoa.
The storm cleared on October 1st, 1915, and all of Ruddock, Frenier, and Napton had been completely... You know... Let me just... I said Fraser earlier, which is the town where Julia worked. It's Frenier. My autocorrect did some weird shit. Anyway, the storm cleared on October 1st, 1915, and all of Ruddock, Frenier, and Napton had been completely destroyed, including miles of railroad tracks being washed away.
Aww. So now they have no way to get to civilization, everyone else.
No, nothing, because they're dead.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's true.
They don't need to travel anymore.
There's probably, like, two people left in all those cities, villages, whatever.
Tour guides with ghost hunting groups claim that the hurricane was a curse laid by Julia because she felt taken for granted by the towns.
People.
Sorry, I switched pages. This, coupled with the fact that the hurricane was the day of her funeral, leads people to believe that that's true.
Yeah, I believe it.
I don't. I think she was a nice lady.
Next thing you know, a hurricane's gonna sweep through St. Louis, Missouri, and you'll see.
What?
She's mad at you. You don't believe it.
No.
One of those hurricanes over land.
What?
Yeah, they just had one in Iowa, like, a year ago.
What?
Yeah!
What the heck?
You never heard of this?
No!
I mean, I'm sure they have a better name than hurricanes over land, but yes. Not a tornado, people. I know what those are.
So, research was completed by someone named Bess Lovejoy from a Mental Floss article, because that is one of my sources.
Mental Floss.
It's called Mental Floss.
That's good.
They make you think. She found that Julia Brown was a real person, most likely born Julia Bernard in 1845.
Old.
Jesus. Julia Bernard married a laborer named Celestine Brown in 1880. 20 years later, the government gave Julia's husband about 40 acres of land so he could farm it. Which Jeez. He then passed on to her when he died in 1914.
Just give me 40 acres of land. Come on.
Officially, census records do not say anything about her practicing voodoo. However, a local voodoo priestess, approximately in 2016, which is when this was completed, named Bloody Mary.
Smooth.
Yeah.
That's good. Double meaning.
We'll call her Mary. Informed Bess Lovejoy that there were references to a voodoo priestess by the name of Brown who worked in New Orleans around the 1860s before moving to Frenier.
Hmm. Or Frasier.
Yeah, whichever one. Frenier, Frasier, like, it's just, it's really a matter of pronunciation.
It's interpretive at this point.
Which side do you fall on? Bloody Mary or Mary? Also said that because the towns had no doctors, it's likely that Julia worked as a local healer, or traiteur. Was that French enough?
What?
Did I do it?
I thought you were stumbling.
No.
On some words.
Was it French enough?
Yeah, it's pretty French.
And a midwife. So just a local healer and a midwife.
Oh, good job.
Mm-hmm. See, she's trying to be nice.
Midwives are cool.
No roads, no doctors, no electricity, and she's out here just trying to heal the people.
Help people birth some babies.
The songs Julia had been known to sing were verbally documented, according to Mary. Mary said that she was known to sit on her front porch with her guitar and sing songs that she made up, one of which being, quote, "One day I will die and everything will die with me," end quote.
I mean, it's pretty freaky.
A newspaper article described the funeral and hurricane that came during it and said that in the aftermath, all that was found was the body and a wooden box the casket was sealed in, but the casket was nowhere to be found.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, so you're in a box that goes in a casket when you die?
Yeah, so when they do burials, you'll be put in, like, the coffin.
Yeah.
And then from there, you're sealed in, I guess they call it the casket, and usually it's like this, like, aluminum or, like, some type of metal that helps preserve the body, and then you're put in the ground. So if you're ever, well, you'll never be buried alive because embalming will kill you, so. Silver lining.
Yeah, at least
but
I got that going.
But if for whatever reason you ever got buried in an actual funeral, you'd be inside a coffin, and if you got out of that, you'd be inside a sealed box, which no air will get through, so.
Yeah.
You're dead anyway. You're like quadruple dead, okay? A box and a box on the ground.
That sounds like a scam, though. Like, just put me in the cardboard box and set me down.
Cardboard?
Right?
You're never
Pine? Known. Whatever?
Cardboard.
I don't
put me
need
in the cardboard
that
box and throw me out back.
I don't need all that aluminum shit.
Why don't you just get cremated and put your ashes into a tree and let the tree grow?
That's what I want to do. Or, like, put it in the garden. Mm-hmm. And so then I'll come
back.
They
actually have it. You can buy the little things that you can grow your own tree out of your ashes.
Yeah, I'd much rather do that. That sounds way better than being in an aluminum box.
I agree.
And it sounds way more environmentally conscious.
Right?
Right?
Sure does.
Imagine if we planted a tree for every person that died every day. We'd have a lot of trees.
At this funeral home near my house, they're always fucking popping over there. So we'd have a ton of trees.
Right? We could solve climate change. There we go. Patent.
We've done it. Patent pending.
Yep.
Okay. So Mary does not believe that Julie actually laid a curse on the town. She said that voodoo is more about healing than curses, and she believes that Julia was a beloved local healer and not a revengeful person. She also believes that Julia's songs are more of a warning than a curse.
Huh. I mean, I've heard that voodoo is more about healing and not cursing.
And if that's the case, like, her husband dies in 1914. In 1915, so, like, less than a year later, she dies. But she's, like, attempting to warn the town. She's also a healer and a midwife. So, like, someone with that kind of personality, I just don't feel like is going to be like, oh, fuck this town.
Kill them all, yeah.
Yeah.
I birthed half these people, but kill them all. Or I assisted in birthing. I guess she didn't push them out, huh?
She helped. She pulled.
Yeah, she pulled, didn't push.
Okay, so that is the voodoo priestess that is apparently near this swamp. Mm-hmm. And of course, because of all the deaths, it's said to be haunted.
Yeah.
There's also said to be what's called a rougarou.
A rougarou?
A rougarou.
I like it. Is it a kangaroo?
Nope. It's a cryptid. What do you think it is?
A kangaroo cryptid? No. Listen, if Australia has any of those, you're in Louisiana and you're just like, check out that roo. It's a fish.
No. It is a werewolf.
That's stupid.
But a kangaroo's not? It probably is.
Kangaroos are awesome.
It's a displaced kangaroo. And they just call it the Rougarou.
The Rougarou.
Monshark Swamp is between Ponchatoula and La Place in Louisiana. La Place. Oh,
La Place.
That was good. So you drive on I-55 where the 22-mile bridge traverses the swamp. It is the third longest bridge in the world. Fun fact.
Whoa.
It's called the Lake Pontchartrain Causeway.
Nice. What are you doing? Giving these people directions on where to find the Rougarou?
Yeah, yeah. Just drive down the 22-mile bridge and look over at the swamp.
You'll see a kangaroo on water. And then you'll know.
Is it a kangaroo? Fun fact again, the longest bridge in the world is the Danyang Kunshan Grand Bridge, which is part of Beijing-Shanghai Speed Railway in China, for those of you that don't know.
Whoa, whoa.
It spans 102.4 miles.
God, that's way longer than the third.
Yeah, but it's a high-speed railway.
Oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense. At first I was like, damn, cars just be going 100 miles on that shit?
Nah, trains.
Yeah, it makes more sense.
And then the longest road bridge in the world is...
Germany.
No. Bang Na Expressway in Thailand.
Oh.
It's a 6-lane elevated bridge that spans 34 miles.
I would not be comfortable on 6-lane highway on a bridge.
But, so, the redeeming quality of the Lake Pontchartrain Causeway is that it's continuous, and the other one apparently is not. So, the one, like, would I rather drive in Thailand on this bridge, or would I rather drive in Louisiana on this bridge that's continuously 22 miles long? I feel like Thailand.
Yeah.
I don't feel like being dropped in the water.
Don't make me choose.
Pick one. Pick a side.
I don't like either of them.
We're just gonna stay on dry land.
Yeah. Water's weird, bro.
Water is weird. Oh my god, full circle. Anyway.
Goes all the way to the top.
Our title has finally been explained. You're welcome. Thanks for sticking around for part two. The swamp is said to be haunted by the Cajun werewolf. Ooh. what's it called?
The Rougarou.
The Rougarou. The Rougarou is a man that can turn into a wolf, or a swamp creature, or a big hair creature, or a swamp monster covered in moss, or an Indian shapeshifter.
Whoa. Just put it all in there and guess.
All of the above.
Yeah.
So basically, it looks like Bigfoot and a werewolf put together.
And it's a person.
Or it probably looks like your big money monster.
Mmm, big money monster.
This one just doesn't eat horses.
Yeah.
One legend says that you could become a Rougarou if you were a Catholic who did not observe Lent properly.
Oh, shit. Wah, wah. Yo, shit.
Better observe Lent. Another legend was aimed at making kids behave, because we love scaring the shit out of kids.
Duh. I bet it's called, that one.
It's called fear parenting.
It's called trauma, sweetie. Look it up. What's the best form of parenting? Traumatize your kids.
That's why they make therapists. Yeah. Parents would tell their children that if they didn't behave, that the Rougarou... The Rougarou? Was that French enough?
That was pretty, like, little kid, because, you know, they pronounce their R's. The Rougarou.
The Rougarou. That the Rougarou would come to get them. Another way to turn into a Rougarou is if someone cursed you.
Like the lady.
Whoa, don't tap your mic, dude. Okay. To get rid of the curse, you must get someone else to cut you and draw blood. Why? How are you going to do that if you're in Rougarou form? Sorry.
Have you ever watched Cloudy with the Chance of Meatballs too?
No.
It sounds like that strawberry, because the strawberry's like, we will. But I think it's saying, we will, but it's like, we will, and it runs around screaming that. You gotta watch it, it's so cute.
That would be me. No, I've seen the one where the leak is sitting there.
There's a leak in the boat!
Yeah. That.
It's really, that is like top cinematic history. It makes me, I laugh every time I watch that scene. Because I'm like, that is so good. That's so good.
I saw it in a GIF before and I was like, who came up with this?
There's a leak in the boat. And then the leak's like,
and then the leak's Oh my God, I love it.
I'm going to watch that after this.
You should probably cut that because we sound really lame.
No way. That shit's good.
Okay, so to get rid of this curse, you have to get someone else to cut you and draw blood. And when the blood is drawn, what do you think happens?
You turn back into a human.
Yes. Good. But here's the catch. The curse is transferred to the person who cut you.
Oh, no.
Like, who's going to cut you?
Who do you choose to cut you?
You just have to, like, keep having, like, a chain of people so that we can just, like, pass it on. Like, that's it's your sad. 24 hours, Bert.
It's your 24 hours, everybody.
To protect yourself from the Rougarou, you have to place 13 pennies or rocks on your doorstep or windowsill.
Specific.
Why? Because it's said that when the Rougarou tries to break in, that he'll just become perplexed and keep trying to count the items.
What the fuck?
And since the creature cannot count to the number 13, he just keeps counting.
Oh no!
Over again.
So it's stupid. Oh no!
I've been cursed with the dumb.
The dumb.
So he just keeps trying to count them until he has to retreat back to the swamp at sunrise.
Wow.
You can also put a colander on your doorstep so that the creature will keep trying to count the number of holes. So just anything above 12.
Yeah, just set it there and he'll just count it.
Why 12? We could have just stopped at 10. Why 12?
I think that's so weird. Poor guy.
You can... You read that.
Would you like a fun fact?
Yes.
There is a rum called Rougarou. Rougarou. Rougarou 13 Pennies. That's the name of it.
Wow.
That has a flavor of pralines and is manufactured in Thibodaux, Louisiana.
Doesn't sound good, but I like it.
I know. I was going to try to get some, and then I was going to tell you to order some too so we could try it.
but I don't know where the fuck to get it.
It's probably like small batch only in that one village.
Yeah, like we'd have to drive over the causeway just to get it. No thanks.
To Louisiana. No.
But that is Montauk Swamp.
Whoa. Bam, weird bam, water, bam. Bro.
Yeah, there's people go here for ghost hunting adventures too. So if anybody likes ghost hunting shows, definitely look up Montauk Swamp because there's quite a few.
I like that.
Some shit happens.
You know what? We should do a ghost hunting trip one day. Oh my god. There's places here in Denver. There's a haunted mountain that I'm going to cover and we should go up to it.
Yeah. Let's do it. I want to do the ghost hunting stuff.
Yeah, I'd be down.
Oh, also, I was going to ask you if one of our episodes, do you want it to be, like, I want it to be something that, like, shares each of our birthdays. Like, I'll cover someone.
Oh, yeah.
I can't find a serial killer that was born on my birthday, thank God.
Maybe we'll find, like a tragic event that happened on your birthday.
Yeah. When I looked it up, I didn't find anything really tragic, so I might have to just do my birth month.
Yeah.
Because there's a ton of serial killers born in November, by the way.
Yeah.
Just missed it.
Isn't it like September, October, November is when the majority of them are born?
Really?
I have quite a few of serial, not on my birthday, but in my birth month, yes. Yeah,
I have a few.
But yeah, so that's our series on weird water. And before we go, though, we did just want to say that since we've rebranded, we changed all of our contact information. Mm-hmm. So, if you want to reach out on Instagram, we're at Horse for Whore. Oh, and also, we want to hear a voice message because we want to do, like, a funny name for our listeners. Mm-hmm. But do you guys want to be called whores, or what do you want to be called?
Mm-hmm. Fun fact, we're not actually whores.
Speak for yourself.
You're a whore?
I'm just kidding. Oh, my
God, Mariah!
But, yeah. Oh, and then our Gmail is whores... The number 4, whore69@gmail.com. I feel like that name just didn't do good for our case of not being whores, though.
Oh, that's I know. Whatever.
Just call me whatever you want.
Yeah, so we're so happy that you're here. Podcast whores. There we go. But yeah, we're so glad you're here. We're so glad that you're listening. We love all of you. Just like we love the woogoo-woo.
Is it a kangaroo?
And next week, we'll be back with a strange disappearances episode. Oh, so we hope you stick around.
I got you. Mine is so good. And I went on a tangent about the Vietnam War. So if you're a history buff, tune in. Oh,
God.
I'm so excited about it. I did so much research.
But yeah, we'll see you guys next week.
Goodbye.
Deuces.